Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I am Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show, Gulf Coast Nutrition. We appreciate you listening in today. We have a great show today. We're going to be talking about something very important that a lot of people actually come in the store for, and that is weight loss.
Tis the season to lose weight. Yes, it is.
Well, you know, it's always the season, but a lot of people will tend to do it towards the beginning of the year. They, you know, just weight loss and getting healthy in general. And that's important. We get a lot of people in the store asking questions about what to do. And just speaking of the store, let the listeners know we have a store at Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition. You can find us there.
Or you can check us out online at gulfcoastnutrition.com. And if you get on there, Brenda B., you will actually be able to look at a live Google, not live, a virtual, that's the word I was looking for, a virtual Google tour you can take of the store now. They just came in with the cameras the other day. They took their 360-degree panoramic views, and you can go on in and check out the store and really see how nice it is. And for those of you who are listening and want to buy something on gulfcoastnutrition.com, got a little secret code for you, Radio 10. And at checkout, if you put in Radio 10, you'll get an additional 10% off anything you purchase. And if you know what? I'm going to extend that to the listeners who are listening to us now. If you just drive up to our store, come on in, buy something, and say, I heard Radio 10 on the radio, we'll extend it to you right there live in the store. And if you come in and say, I know there's a coupon code, I can't remember it, then I'll whisper it to you and we'll give it to you anyway.
Well, that's awful.
I know. And just give us a call, 727-754-2900 at the store if you have any additional questions.
We have some great things at the store, and we have a lot of great services. We have a very knowledgeable staff. We talked about that before, about Brandon and Bethany and myself and you, and we've just got great people at the store. A lot of knowledge there at that store to help guide you in the right direction on what you're looking for. And if you're looking for weight loss information, you know, we're there to help you as well. You know, it's a biggie.
And what are
Okay.
What are some of the products, though, Brenda B., that if someone comes and says, I'm interested in losing weight, what have other people taken out
You know what's really big right now is the green coffee bean, the Garcinia cambogia, and the red raspberry ketone.
All of which I've heard Dr. Oz mention. And we get so many people coming in saying, I heard on Dr. Oz, and I stop them right there and I say, and I mention those three things and go, yes, how did you know?
Yes.
How did you read my mind?
Weight loss, those are the big things. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking a little more about those products, those items.
And how they differ, right?
Right. How they differ and are they really worth taking?
Or which one might be more appropriate given, you know, your situation,
because
some increase metabolism, some block the intake of carbs. There's different kinds of things. So we'll get into that.
Right. We're going to tell you what the difference is between all of those. So, but you know, there's a lot that has to go with weight loss. You know, I mean, a lot of people will come in looking for answers, and it's not a simple, easy answer for some people because there's a lot of factors involved. Because, you know, why are you overweight? Is it strictly the type of food you're eating? For a lot of people, it's not. You know, I mean, that plays a huge, huge role. We know the type of food you're eating and the amount of food you're eating and also the amount of exercise that you're doing and whether you're exercising at all. We all know that theory, calories in, calorie out.
Oh, yes,
know,
absolutely.
Makes a
difference. Well, I know that. Look at that swimmer, Michael Phelps, right, who won all the gold medals.
Yes.
I'd heard on the Olympics he was consuming 10,000 calories a day, and he was losing weight. Why? Because he swam 8 hours a day on the average.
Yeah, well, so, typically that's not most of us.
Right, but that's just a perfect example of calories in, calories out, and what can happen. You can consume 10,000 calories a day and still lose weight. That is amazing. I also understand that sleep has a big factor in that it plays in your weight loss, and how you distribute the food in your meals plays a big factor as well.
Well, you mentioned sleep. The more you sleep, the less you eat. And it's not just the timing. It's not just the timing. There's actually studies shown on that if you get a good amount of sleep, at least 8 hours of sleep a night, that it actually reduces your appetite during the day. So having the certain amount of sleep at night is very, very important, having the right amount of sleep. Now, you know, getting back to the type of foods and the foods you're eating, You know, certainly looking at the calories is one way to do it, but mm-hmm. a lot of people don't want to start counting calories, you know, because that can be a little daunting. But just looking, if you come into the store, we'll certainly sit down with you. I have a great eating plan at the store. But what you want to look at is the type of food you're eating, really. Because you can eat a huge volume of food, and if you're eating the right type of food, you won't gain weight or you actually lose weight. So it's very important to know the right types of food that you need to be eating.
And how you distribute your meals, too. If you eat a larger meal for breakfast, a little less for lunch, and the smaller meal at dinner, that promotes weight loss. Whereas if you flip it the other way around and have a tiny or no breakfast, a little larger lunch, and a huge dinner, and you have that huge dinner late, even though it's the same types of food, same amounts, you will tend to gain more weight when you have a larger, later dinner.
Right, and you know how important breakfast is.
Yes.
A lot of people will skip breakfast. It's very important that you eat breakfast. That is one of the major things. So you want to make sure you eat breakfast because that will stimulate the metabolism throughout the day.
And if you come by the store and say, hey, look, I don't have time for breakfast. I'm looking for something else. There are a lot of meal replacements in the forms of protein shakes that we have there. And there's an entire wall of them. Some are plant-based. Some are whey proteins. And those different types can really get you the nutrients that you need in the morning to get you going without saying, I don't have time to make a breakfast or I don't have time to eat breakfast. You can throw those protein powders into a small little blender bottle, throw some almond milk in there, take it with you on the go, drink it in the morning, and you are good to go. You've
right.
gotten everything that you need to start your day.
Exactly. You know what I eat for breakfast usually?
What?
Should I tell them what I eat for breakfast?
Go ahead.
I do a lot of eggs. I mean, you know, eggs are high protein and protein is very important. Mm-hmm. But I'll do usually scrambled eggs. I'll do collard greens. And I'll also mix in onions and peppers in with the eggs. So I usually do eggs and vegetables in the morning
mm-hmm.
instead of like eggs and bacon or eggs and sausage or cereal. That type of thing. I don't do too many carbs in the morning. I tend to start my day with protein, and I think that's more important than starting your day with carbs.
And I love my breakfast shake that I make because when I put in the different types of protein powders, the different types of what you call them, greens powders, I guess is the way to say them, or different ones. I don't just stick with one. I mix them. I add the fiber to it that I need. I add the vitamin powders that I need. I blend that all up, and I know the exact amount of what I've taken, the exact numbers that I need to get myself started.
Do you know that actually the state of the health of your gut plays a role in weight?
I understand your rhetorical questions. Yes, I know. Of course I do.
You
but
do?
Tell me more, please.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that the science now, there's a lot of studies showing actually that a bacterial balance within your gut can actually lead you to be obese. So you could either be what we call a lean profile or an obese profile. And the type of bacteria that you have within your digestive system can lead you more towards gaining weight or lead you more towards being a nice lean person. Now, the interesting thing with that is if you do have that certain bacterial balance that leads you more towards being obese, it's called the obesity profile, then you can change that.
I know what you're getting at. You're getting at probiotics here.
Getting at probiotics. You know, and it's really interesting. I mean, we've seen several tests now that come back that have that specific profile of bacteria that will lead them more towards being obese. And we've actually seen it change. So it's really interesting. And yes, that does involve probiotics. You know, and of course, probiotics are your good bacteria that you'll find in the gut. And what they will do is of course, crowd out that bad bacteria and change that profile. So taking a good probiotic formula and eating foods that are actually fermented, that's also very helpful to change that obesity profile within the gut.
But I want to understand something, though. If someone comes in and says, well, I don't need probiotics, I eat yogurt. Or I got one of these probiotics at a store and they have a few million cultures in them, so I am fine.
Yeah, there's a big
I've
difference.
What you,
yeah, we're
yeah,
talking
what you
about probiotic formulas that, you know, are about 50 billion culture count and up. And yogurt, you're not going to get that much in yogurt. Yogurt is good for you as long as it's plain yogurt, no sugar, no M&Ms on top. That type of thing, which they shove in yogurt all the time now. So you want to eat a plain nice yogurt, and that's always helpful.
And that's the
cultures. But it's not going to give you the amount.
And what about the strains?
What
do you recommend on strains?
Strains, you want what's called a multi-strain probiotic. So we have, you know, 1,000 different strains or more in our digestive system. So you want to get a lot of the good strains. So 10 strains or more, 10 to 14
10 to
different
14.
Strains in your probiotic formula is very important. And that in itself, just looking at the gut bacterial balance can help change that profile and lean you more towards being a lean person.
And in just a minute, we're going to talk more about probiotics and weight loss and some other topics. And you are listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.